is Jorge Degatti now playing behind the runner at third, being Logan Gregorio, the 1-1. Lined into left field, it's down for a base hit. Green Bay is going to score their first runs of the ball game, but make it run singular. They go station to station. It's an RBI single for Sam Miller, his 53rd run driven in on the season, and it is 5-1. To third is Torres, on second Tanaka, and the batter is Dalen Adderley. Adderley 1-for-3 in the ballgame, double to lead off the fourth inning. A two-bagger here could potentially make it just a one-run contest if Dalen's able to do that again. Adderley, with the bases loaded this season, has struggled in his seven at-bats, hitting 143. The first pitch in the righty-on-righty battle, slider that gets by Duggar, breaking for home is Torres, and he's going to score. Everyone advances 90 feet. It is now 5-2. Two ducks on the pond, and Adderley ahead early in the count, a ball and no strikes. Now Mike Spears making his way out to the mound to talk it up with Cashel Duggar and Dakota Crumbly. See how much longer the leash is on the right-hander. Looking at Crumbly, 2-1/3, he just threw his 50th pitch of the ball game. So far, two runs on two hits. One of those two runs are earned. He has walked four and struck out three. Not sure if the Rafters have many pitchers to bring back into the ballgame. Could see another situation where a position player has to pitch, like Gabe Casso did out of the bullpen in that shortened game Monday night against Minnesota. The right-hander who started the game behind the plate allowed just two hits and no runs. He punched out five on 39 tosses and got the victory for Wisconsin Rapids. Mound meeting adjourned. Back on the mound is Crumbly. Once again, the only infielder playing in is the first baseman, Landon Gads. Crumbly set, first base side of the rubber. The 1-0 breaking ball misses up and in, nearly hitting Adderley. Count now, two balls and no strikes on the Green Bay second baseman. The 2-0. Runs inside and hits him. Adderley aboard for the second time today, and once again the bags are juiced here in the top of inning number 7. Jake Bull, the cleanup hitter. We saw this matchup with the bases loaded between Crumbly and Bull back on Sunday at Capital Credit Union Park. Dakota got the best of Jake, striking him out swinging, with two down to retire the side. Only difference here, there's one out in the top of the seventh. More time being bought now down the line for the Rafter bullpen for someone to get up and move it. Tanaka on third, Miller on second, Adderley on first. The first pitch to Bull. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Two runs, five hits, and an error now for Green Bay. A 1-0 fastball misses inside for ball two. Crumbly working both sides of the plate early in this battle here with Bold. Jake's 2-for-3 today. Doubled in the second, singled in the fourth, and struck out swinging back in the sixth. 2-0 misses up and in for ball three. There's nowhere to put him with the bases loaded and one down. Next delivery home from the Rafter right-hander. Fastball right on the outside corner is called a strike. Bold still with the advantage here. Let's see if he gets a fastball to drive. It's the 3-1. Fastball hit in the air and pretty well to deep center field. Aiden Teal back in front of the track at the wall. It is gone. Jake Bold has given Green Bay the lead. A grand slam to dead center field. It is 6-5 in a six-run top of the seventh for Green Bay off Rafter right-hander Dakota Crumbly. As Jake Bold's 12th homer of the season. We've seen this before against Green Bay. It was 6-0 entering the top of inning six, or I should say bottom of inning six, against Green Bay. Here it is again, 5-0 in the seventh, and that lead erased. Nick Carms into the left-handed batter's box, 0-for-2 in his three trips today. First pitch driven in the air and hit well to center. Aiden Teal to his right had a good beat on it to make the catch. Two down in the inning, and the batter is Mateo Matthews. Ninth hitter of the inning stepping into the box right now for Green Bay. Matthews 0-for-3. Last time up, flew out to Aiden Teal in center field in inning six. The first pitch swung on and missed. Working arm side there is Crumbly. Count begins 0-1. That is the right-hander from Henderson, Tennessee. Freed Hardman University, Seth Creasy warming up in the Raptor bullpen. He closed out the ballgame in Green Bay on Sunday. So the 0-1 pitch misses outside to even the count at 1-1. Crumbly comes set, hands held high, the 1-1. Hit in the air, left side of the infield. Playable for the third baseman, Jorge Degatti. He's able to camp under it and make the catch to retire this side. Green Bay sends all nine to the plate here in the top of inning seven, and they got the lead at 6-5 Rockers. And stretch time, here we come here at Witter Field. Two up in the bottom of inning seven. Yet again tonight, it's the 2-3-4 spot. Jorge Degatti, Orlando Lordoy, and Walker Buchanan on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Green Bay has grabbed the lead here in the seventh inning from 5-0 Raptors to 6-5 Rockers on WFHR. 2-3-4 do up for Wisconsin Rapids in this inning. Jorge Degatti, first pitch from Colton Sylvester, hit high in the air, deep to left field. Torres out in front of the warning track to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Colton Sylvester here in the seventh inning, and the batter is Orlando Lordoy. The highlight in that seventh inning, nine set to the plate for Green Bay. A grand slam to give them the lead off the bat of their cleanup hitter and catcher, Jake Bold. Joe Bold now a triple shy of the cycle in a three-hit game. Prior to this meeting with Lordoy, Bold out on the mound talking it up with Colton Sylvester, remaining on the hill for Green Bay in this seventh inning. Six runs, six hits, and an error for the Rockers. Five runs, six hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Dakota Crumbly giving up all six of those runs in the top of inning seven for Rapids. Lordoy in the ballgame, 0-for-1 in his three plate appearances. Drew a 7-pitch walk in the first, a 6-pitch walk in the third, and popped out to third base back in the fifth. Out of the windup, Sylvester, his first pitch to the Rafter right fielder. This is low and away for ball one. Count 1-0. Orlando looking for something to drive here to potentially tie up this ball game. Pass ball, foul tip into the glove of Bold to even the count. Wisconsin Rapids getting one in the second, one in the fourth, and three in the fifth, all off the bat of Cashel Duggar, his fourth round tripper of the season. 1-1. On the outside corner, called a strike. Late call there from Trez Scott. And Orlando falls in the hole here in this plate appearance. One, two, six on the pitch clock. Sylvester set. He rocks and fires. He got him swinging. Lordoy down on strikes. Two up, two down in the seventh for the left fielder, Walker Buchanan. Walker Buchanan extending his hitting streak to seven games here tonight as the first pitch misses low for ball one. Buchanan's last time up scored after drawing a 6-pitch walk in the fifth. 10 on the clock for Sylvester getting his signs from Bold, the 1-0. Tapped foul right out in front of Cashel Duggar and the Rafter on deck circle to even the count at 1-1. Seth Creasy done warming up in the Rafter bullpen. It appears he will come in to throw in the top of the eighth. Another long pause for Sylvester out of the windup, the 1-1. Fastball missing inside for ball two. Two balls and a strike here in the Jupiter, Florida kid, Walker Buchanan. Has one homer this season, and it's here at Witter Field. That came back in his first week with the team, middle of June. A 2-1 misses downstairs, three balls and a strike. What a time it would be here for his second round tripper as a Rafter. Eight on the pitch clock. Rocks and fires the 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner, called a strike. Buchanan tossed his bat out in front of the Rafter on deck circle. He'll have to head back to retrieve his lumber for Cashel Duggar and take a full count pitch here from Sylvester. Colton a chance to go three up, three down here in the bottom of the seventh. The payoff pitch. Fastball missing low for ball four. 6-pitch walk. Back-to-back plate appearances for Buchanan. He's on the bags for the third time today. And it brings up Cashel Duggar. Obviously, Duggar's three-run homer. The highlight is last time up in the fifth. Also led off the fourth by drawing a 6-pitch walk. And he later scored. 1-for-2 in his three plate appearances today for the UCLA Bruin. Sylvester returning out of the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. His first offering to Cashel. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Gaz on deck, Casso to follow. Rats and Rockers, Friday Night Baseball, game 69 of our 70-game slate this summer, right here at historic Witter Field. The 0-1. Another fastball, this one misses down at the ankles to even the count at a ball and a strike. See if Cash can find another fastball in the zone that he likes here. The 1-1. That one diving out right in front of the plate. Missing the zone for ball two. 78 on that off-speed offering there from Sylvester. Matthews holding on Buchanan at first. Raptors trail it by a run in the bottom of the seventh, the 2-1. Duggar in the air, shallow left. Torres coming in on it. He'll have enough room to make the catch and retire the side. Two-out walk drawn by Walker Buchanan, but the Rats can't push anything across. We head to the eighth here at Winter Field. It is 6-5 Rockers right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids as we enter the top of the eighth inning. That is the right-hander from Henderson, Tennessee, and Freed Hardeman University, Seth Creasy. And Yakim returning to you here in the Winterfield Press Box. It is 6-5 Rockers in game one of this two-game set in Wisconsin Rapids to close out the 2024 Northwoods League season. First pitch to Lane Allen. On the inside corner from the right-hander, Creasy is called a strike. 7-8-9 due up for Green Bay for the third time this ballgame. 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the visitors. 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors for your Rats. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Count now nothing and 2. Line finish for Dakota Crumbly out of the rafter. Bullpen, 3 innings pitched. 3 hits allowed, 6 runs. 5 of them were earned. He walked 4 and struck out 3 on 61 pitches thrown. It's the 0-2 to Allen. This is low and away for ball 1. Last time Creasy worked, just a handful of days ago, at series opener with Fond du Lac on the 7th. 2 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, no runs, no walks, a punch out. He faced 8 Doc Spider hitters and threw 22 pitches that evening at Witter Field. The 1-2 fastball misses up and away to even the count at 2-2. In the ballgame, Allen 0-for-2 in his 3 trips to the plate, his lone time aboard. He walked on 6 tosses to lead off the top of inning 5. The 2-2 lined into left center and down for a base hit. First knock of the ballgame for Allen, leadoff base runner for Green Bay here in the 8th. Rocker sent all 9 to the plate in the 7th inning. And it brings up Logan Gregorio hitting from the left side. He got everything started for Green Bay. An infield single that started off foul down the third baseline but rolled its way fair, and there was no play to be made by Rafter third baseman Jorge Degatti. came around to score on an RBI single from Sam Miller. Creasy out of the stretch, middle of the slab, looking to roll a ground ball here. First pitch, hit in the air to left. It is in fair territory, and drifting to his right to make the catch is Walker Buchanan. One down in the inning, and the batter is Lucas Torres. Torres entered the ballgame a handful of innings ago in left field, replacing Peyton Mansfield, but had his first plate appearance a frame ago, was hit by a pitch, later came in to score on a wild pitch from Dakota Crumbley. Creasy just a pitch away from getting out of the frame here if he can generate a ground ball off the bat of the Wagner College product. First pitch to him, hit on the ground to second, right on cue, flip to the bag, one, Ben Lloyd to first, in time! That is an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Here for Seth Creasy in the top of the eighth inning, Bazidlo to Lloyd, to Gaz to retire the side. Seth faces the minimum. We head to the home half of inning eight. 6-7-8 to up for Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Landon Gaz leading it off here for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the eighth inning from historic Witterfield. It's the Rockers 6 and the Rafters 5. Andy Ockermer joining you here in the Witterfield press box. 6 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Green Bay. 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors for your Rafters. Colton Sylvester returning to the mound for Green Bay. The right-hander's first pitch to Landon Gaz, hit high in the air, deep left field. It is gone. We are tied at 6-6. Landon Gaz leaves the yard for the third time this season. We got ourselves a ball game once again here at Witterfield. First pitch swinging. And out of all 3 homers this season, that's his first at Witterfield. Seven, eight, nine to the dish with a knotted up baseball game. Gabe Casso into the right-handed batter's box. The third homer of the night for the Rafters, the fourth of the ball game. First pitch from Sylvester to Casso, misses low and away. The 1-0 to Casso. Fastball hit in the air, right center. It's going to split the gap and get out in front of the wall. Casso looking for extra bases. The throw into second is not in time. Stand-up double for Gabe Casso, his second of the season, and the go-ahead run is out in scoring position in the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-7 spots in the rafter order, making some magic happen, and it brings up Ben Lloyd, who is 3-for-3 tonight. A quick mountain visit here for Green Bay prior to facing the NIU Husky. It'll be up to Ben Lloyd and Joey Bazidlo, the middle infield of the rafters, to try and punch across a go-ahead run and set up a chance for Seth Creasy to slam the door shut in the top of the ninth inning. Lloyd in the ballgame, his first homer as a Rafter, back in the second. Solo Jack had an RBI base hit as well to make it 2-0 in the fourth. Single to lead off the bottom of inning number six. Can he make it a four-hit ball game and play hero again for the Rats, giving them the lead? Dalton Five Ashes grabbed a bat. He's in the on-deck circle in the spot of Joey Bazidlo. Corners in, middle's back for Green Bay. The first pitch to the rafter, shortstop will have to wait. Pickoff move over to second from Sylvester. Rafters led it 5-0, heading to the top of the seventh before a sixth spot for Green Bay. We're going to get the lead right back. The first pitch to Lloyd. Fouled straight back, count begins. Nothing in one. How about this Grayson Schaefer's former walk-up song? That's Billy Squire. The Stroke playing here at Witter Field. Schaefer, Rafter, I mentioned yesterday as well when going through all the greats that have played here this summer that left early, 0-1, breaking ball, bunt down the third base side, no throw to be made. Ben Lloyd is 4-for-4 here tonight, and they're on the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. He's done it all tonight as Ben Lloyd, and it'll bring up Dalton Five Ash. Before Five Ash can climb into the left-handed batter's box, Chris Krepling out of the Green Bay dugout to make a pitching change. End of the line here for Colton Sylvester. He's responsible for the runners on the bags right now. 6-6 the score. Nobody out. Bottom eight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
New pitcher into the ball game for Green Bay. That is the right-hander from Southwestern University and a native of Texas, the right-hander number 13, Gregory Ferguson. And Yakum returning to here at Winter Field. We got a 6-6 ball game with nobody out. Runners are on the corners in the bottom of the eighth. Colton Sylvester's line is done, at least for now, an inning and two-thirds for the right-hander out of the pen. Four hits allowed, a walk and three punch-outs on 40 pitches. Currently responsible for the runners on, Gabe Kossel on third, Ben Lloyd on first. A pinch hitter here for Wisconsin Rapids in the spot of Joey Bazidlo. That is the Western Kentucky Hilltopper, Dalton Fiveash. Fiveash 3-for-15 in his 7 games as a Rafter, joining the team the final week of July. The first pitch to him, a fastball missing low for ball one. Ferguson now throwing in his 5th ball game of the summer. 8 innings pitched, a 4.5 ERA, and a 1.63 whip. Last worked 3 1/3 at Lakeshore back on August 6th. It's the 1-0 to Fiveash. Fastball swung on and missed, count evens at 1-1. In that outing at Lakeshore, 4 hits allowed. An earned run while walking and striking out 4, facing 17 Chinook hitters. He threw 3 shutout at home against Wisconsin Rapids, got the save to finish out that ballgame. 8-6 was the final last Saturday at Capital Credit Union Park. 1-1 in the air, trailing foul down the third base side. It will end up just to the right of the Kraft River. It is now 1-2. 8 innings on the season for the right-hander, as I mentioned, but 6 1/3 of those coming in his last 2 appearances. Has the save, but doesn't have a decision yet on the campaign. Infield in regular depth for Green Bay, but prior to the 1-2, a pickoff move from Ferguson over to first to give a look at Ben Lloyd, who now has a 4-hit ball game to his name. Out of the stretch, the 1-2. Fastball missing inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes on number 2, Dalton Fiveash. All 6 Green Bay runs coming in the top of the 7th. Wisconsin Rapids getting one back. First pitch of the inning, a Landon Gaz solo homer just clearing the left field wall over the Gamber Johnson sign. 5 on the pitch clock for Ferguson, the 2-2. This is down in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher. Bold advancing to second is Ben Lloyd. Double play wiped off here, and can imagine there's an opportunity here for the infield to draw in for Green Bay. Count full with the base open, but Aiden Teal looms in the on-deck circle. Get Loud appearing up in the right center field video board. Why would you not want to get loud if you're a fan at Winter Field right now? Ferguson peers into Bolden, comes set. The 3-2, swing and a miss, into the glove of Bold, one out here in the 8th. Big spot for Aiden Teal, who's 0-for-4 in the ballgame. And understandably so, Teal will be intentionally walked and put on first base. So it'll be Jorge Degatti with the bags juiced and one away. Makes sense, Aiden Teal, the best hitter in the Rafter order, and it sets up a force out at home. Degatti 1-for-4, doubled and scored to lead off the 5th inning, his 10th two-bagger of the season. First base side of the rubber remaining for Ferguson. His first offering to Degatti. And on the hands, fisted on the ground at first, Matthews charging in. The throw to the plate. Did Bold hold the bag? He did not. In safely is Gabe Kossel, and the Rafters have the lead at 7-6. Jorge Degatti, a chip shot off the edge. And it is a one-run lead for the Raptors. Chris Kreppli now to the Green Bay dugout, not thrilled with home plate umpire Trez Scott saying that Jake Bull did not hold the plate on that force-out throw from Mateo Matthews. Bags remain juice with one out for my yard card pick here tonight, Orlando Lordoy. Lloyd on third, Teal on second, Degatti on first. Good speed on the bases here for Wisconsin Rapids. If Lordoy can find a gap, it would clear the bags. Still an argument to be had here between Trent Scott and Chris Kreppli, and the crew chief, Don Say, making his way over to the Green Bay dugout. Regardless, the Rats have put up a crooked number here in the eighth and hold a one-run lead, giving a chance for Seth Creasy to close out this ball game in the top of the ninth. Lordoy, 0-for-2 in his four plate appearances today, drawing a pair of walks. He's drawn five walks in his last two ball games, last night and right here tonight. Ferguson set another left-handed bat to face here. The first pitch to Lordoy. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Allen giving chase would hang in the field of play. It will, and he makes the catch. Two down in the inning, and it brings up Walker Buchanan. Eighth hitter into the box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Walker has reached in three of his four trips to the plate today. A couple of six-pitch walks drawn from Walker his last two times up in innings 5 and 7, scored in the fifth. Collected a base hit back in the first. Duggar on deck. And Gaz, who led off this inning, will follow. First pitch to Buchanan. Breaking ball, missing low and outside for ball one. Crowd getting into it here tonight. 1,100 in attendance at historic Witter Field, looking to see a Raptor victory in Friday night fireworks. The 1-0. And on the hands, Buchanan fouls it away off the first base netting. Count evens. Here on the Rafter cleanup hitter. Lloyd on third, Teal on second, Degatti on first. Ferguson's 1-1 offering to Walker Buchanan. Fouled straight back, it's now 1-2. Walker frustrated with himself, he knew he just missed it. Down in the count here is Buchanan, gonna have to go after anything close. The 1-2. Fouled away again, Buchanan, especially in his 7-game hitting streak, not an easy out for any opposing pitcher. Another 1-2 offering here in the battle between Greg Ferguson and Walker Buchanan. Ferguson looking to work out of the inning. Colton Sylvester began the frame. Finish with 2 2/3 out of the Rockers stable here tonight. He 1-2 again. This is down in the dirt, blocked by Bold. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now 7 runs on 9 hits for Wisconsin Rapids. No errors defensively. 6 runs on 7 hits and an error on the Green Bay side. Meeting 11 on the season, each team has won the 5 ball games prior. The payoff pitch. This is low and away for ball three. 3-2, 2 outs, bases loaded, bottom 8 runners will be going on the delivery here from Greg Ferguson. Four on the pitch clock. Here it comes. It misses outside for ball four. It is 8-6 Wisconsin Rapids. Walker Buchanan, patience comes through. Now a multi-run lead for Seth Creasy in the ninth, and it brings up Cashel Duggar, who has already left the yard once today. Duggar 1-for-3 in his four plate appearances. Looking to add on to this three-run bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch. Swing and a miss into the glove of Jake Bold. Count begins 0-1. Green Bay brings their top of the order to the dish in the ninth inning. Makani Tanaka, Sam Miller, and Dalen Adderley. Nobody holding on to any of the runners. All the focus on Duggar in the left-handed batter's box right now. A one pitch, fastball right in there for a called strike. Way ahead here is Ferguson. We'll see if he wastes a pitch or he goes right after Cashel on the 0-2. A payoff pitch. Fastball missing up and away for ball one. One and two the count. Buchanan on first, Agati on second, Teal on third. The next offering from Ferguson. This is down in the dirt. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buchanan was down 1-2 in his walk that he drew. Duggar making Ferguson earn it here. Ten on the pitch clock, peering into Bold. Right-hander comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled back by Cashel. He will do it again. Now it bouncing over the covering of the third base grandstands, rolling out of the concourse. A souvenir for potentially a young Rafter fan in attendance tonight. Prior to this next 2-2, Jake Bold walking back to the mound with Greg Ferguson to talk up what they want to do here with the pesky Rafter catcher. In this ball game, Wisconsin Rapids, 2 3-run innings in the fifth and now here in the eighth. Looking to make it more in inning eight right here. Is the Rafter backstop who has been oh so consistent since joining the club back in the middle of June. Another 2-2 here from the rocker right-hander. The inside corner got him looking. Rafters send all 9 to the plate here in the eighth inning. They do leave the bags juiced, and they score 3 times. They got the lead 8-6, a chance to close it out. It's time to pump it up here at Witter. We head to the ninth on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
A chance for Seth Creasy to slam the door shut here in the top of the ninth inning from historic Witterfield. Raptors 8, Rockers 6. Andy Ockham returning to here in the Witterfield press box on your home for Raptor baseball, WFHR. Top of the order for Green Bay. The first pitch to Makani Tanaka. Check swing. And no swing on the appeal down to the third base umpire, Don Say. Count begins 1-0. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Green Bay. 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning where the Raptors has given them the lead right back. 1-0 fastball right down the chute for a called strike. All 9 to the plate for Rapids back in the 8th inning. Highlights being a solo homer to lead off the frame from Landon Gatz, his third of the season. 1-1 fouled away down the third base side. Count now a ball and two strikes on the Rocker center fielder, Makani Tanaka. Also had a Gabe Casso double. Ben Lloyd bunted his way aboard. Now a 4-for-4 night for the Raptor shortstop. Creasy ahead 1-2. The payoff pitch. He got him swinging. Tanaka chasing down in the dirt. One up, one down here in the ninth. Brings up Sam Miller. Collected an RBI single back in the seventh and later scored. 1-for-4 in the ballgame is the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. The Raptors, it went Noah Marschke to Dakota Crumbly and now Seth Creasy. 3 right-handers tonight for Green Bay. Nicholas Graham, Colton Sylvester, and Gregory Ferguson. The first pitch fastball on the outside corner to Sam Miller is called a strike. All 6 Rocker runs coming back in the top of the seventh. That giving them a 6-5 lead at the time. 0-1 rolled over on the ground, foul down the third base line. Count nothing and 2. Raptors getting 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, and 3 go-ahead runs in the bottom of inning 8. Creasy nods of approval on the signs from Cashel Duggar, the 0-2. He got him swinging on a breaking ball. Miller chasing at that one. 2 up, 2 down, both by way of the K for Seth Creasy here in the ninth. Last opportunity for Green Bay tonight is the second baseman, Daylen Adderley. Adderley has reached twice tonight, hit by a pitch and scored back in the seventh. He doubled to lead off the fourth inning. First pitch from Seth Creasy. Fastball right down the middle. Count begins 0-1. Raptor fans in attendance, all 1,100 of them tonight on their feet. Chance to win game 20 of the second half. 0-1. This is down in the dirt. Count evens a ball and a strike. Would also be win number 35 of the season for Wisconsin Rapids. Would secure that they will not have a losing season this year. 1-1. Fastball missing out the left-handed batter's box for ball 2. 2-1 the count. Adderley from Loyola Marymount University. The next pitch. Fastball missing upstairs for ball 3. Bolda waiting on deck for Green Bay. Following him up is the right fielder, Nick Harms. Creasy hoping it doesn't get to that point, though. The 3-1 offering. Foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar. It is now a full count. 3-2, two outs, top of the ninth. Bases empty, 8-6 Rats here from Witterfield. Big pitch here for Seth Creasy. Chopped on the ground, slow roller to third, charging into Gotti, gloves, and he'll eat it. An infield single for Daylon Adderley, a two-hit ball game. Extends the ninth inning for the catcher, Jake Bold. Bold, a three-hit ball game, gave Green Bay the lead with his grand slam back in the top of inning number seven. It's game-changing power and has the ability to tie the contest with one swing. The righty-on-righty battle here for Seth Creasy. Set the first pitch. Off speed on the outside corner is called a strike. Finale of the season tomorrow night. This one means a whole lot right now. A one breaking ball, another called strike, count nothing and two. And Jake Bold now calling time to the home plate umpire, Trez Scott, to reset and hope to throw off the momentum of the Rafter right-hander on the hill right now. It's the 11th meeting of 12 between the two clubs this summer. Game 70 will be right here tomorrow night at Witter Field, a 6:35 first pitch. Rafters can close the door here. They'll have a chance to sweep and end the season on a high note. The 0-2, he got him swinging. Jake Bold chasing in the dirt. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Seth Creasy punches out three here in the ninth inning, and the Rafters win it 8-6. 8 runs on 9 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs on 8 hits and an error for Green Bay. Win number 20 of the second half and number 35 of the season. We'll be back here in just about 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball from historic Witter Field, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings. And when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, my favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels, and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
An exciting ball game here tonight at Witter Field. Your Rats hang on to defeat the Green Bay Rockers by a final score of 8-6. Andy Ockerman joining you here in the Witter Field press box. Wisconsin Rapids getting the scoring started in the home half of the second inning on a solo homer off the bat of Ben Lloyd. His first of the season, setting the tone early. Lloyd would bring in another run in the bottom of the fourth inning on an RBI single to left center field. Three more Rafter runs came home in the bottom of the fifth on a three-run jack from Cashel Duggar, his third of the season, making it 5-0. A sixth spot, though, in the top of inning number seven for Green Bay off Rafter relief pitcher Dakota Crumbly. They sent all nine to the dish in that inning and grabbed their first lead of the ball game. It was clutch Rafter hitting and patient Rafter hitting. Three spot in the bottom of the eighth inning, taking their walks, sending all nine to the plate. Landon Gass set the tone, a leadoff solo jack in the bottom of the eighth inning. Gabe Casso then doubled and was brought home by Jorge Degatti. 8-6 the final here tonight. Eight runs, nine hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, leaving nine on the bases. Six runs on eight hits, an error, and five left on for Green Bay. Noah Marsh got the start for Wisconsin Rapids, throwing four shutout innings, allowing three hits, walking two, and striking out three on 55 pitches. He was followed up by Dakota Crumbly, who went three frames, allowed three hits, six runs, five of which were earned. He walked four and struck out three on 61 pitches thrown, and it was Seth Creasy yet again slamming the door shut, getting the victory out of the stable tonight for Kirk Schreider. Two innings of two-hit ball, no runs or walks, three strikeouts, all of those coming in the ninth inning, throwing 23 pitches. Nicholas Graham got the start opposing Marschke tonight for Green Bay, went four and a third, allowed five hits and five earned runs while walking four and striking out 5 on 103 pitches thrown. Colton Sylvester, more work out of the bullpen against